I knew I had to start small because it involved so many details and so many elements, and I wanted to focus on just one subject area. The first thing that came to mind was reading. Because we have students who are at so many different readiness levels, I thought that would be a great place to focus my journey on differentiated instruction. More specifically, I worked with my guided reading groups. Looking at my classroom assessments, I was able to determine the different groups. So I was differentiating by readiness levels. I then prepared some literacy centers for the students to work in while I was pulling those small groups. And at the literacy centers, I would find different tiered activities for the children to work on. When I first implemented that in my classroom, I had my students' names for the center groups on a piece of construction paper, and I had about 5 students per piece of paper, so per center, and I laminated it and it looked great. It was up on the board and it never changed. And then once I had done it a few times, I noticed that doesn't make sense. If a student visits a listening center and they're an auditory learner, they're going to work at that real high level in that center. But then they go to the phonics center and they have gaps for phonics. They need to be moved to a different tiered assignment because they need more support in that area. So that was kind of an eye-opener for me. Where I had started, I didn't allow for that flexibility. Then I moved my kids' names to popsicle sticks. That allowed me to move my kids wherever I needed them so they could get what they needed. That was a few years before I felt confident in one subject area to move on to the next subject area. So my advice would just be to start small and collaborate with others and try and get support that way, because it is a challenge when you're trying to get materials ready and map out what it might look like in your classrooms. When you have that support and that collaboration with your colleagues, it sets us up for a more successful outcome with differentiating instruction.